This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is set to tell U.S. senators at her confirmation hearing starting Monday that courts should not try to make policy and should leave that to American presidents and Congress. The 48-year-old conservative, President Donald Trump's third nominee to the 9-member court, is facing 4 days of hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee this week. The Republican-controlled Senate, over vocal opposition from Democrats, is pushing to confirm her lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court by the end of October, just days before the presidential election. Republicans say they have the votes to confirm Barrett. If so, it would be one of the shortest approval processes on record and the closest ever to a presidential election. Democrats oppose Barrett's nomination to the court for several reasons, including the futures of Obama-era health care reform called the Affordable Care Act and the future of legalized abortion that they fear could be reversed. More than a week after testing positive for coronavirus, President Donald Trump described himself Sunday as being in very good shape and said he was no longer taking any medication. He said in a telephone interview on Fox News Channel, "I beat this crazy, horrible China virus." He said, "It seems like I'm immune." Mr. Trump also said he had a protective glow after being treated with several medications during a 4-day hospital stay and after returning to the White House last week. But he did not say and was not asked whether he has definitively tested negative for the virus that has now killed around 214,600 people in the United States and infected more than 7.7 million United States residents. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.